It's a big world out there, but modern technology is making it smaller every day. You'll find out how as Kazem now presents Tech Talk. Your phone calls are welcome at 282-4154. And now, here's your host for today's show, Mike Tabak and Kazem's Tech Talk.
All right, welcome into Tech Talk, 780 KAZM. Mike Tabak here with you. A great show for you as usual. We're going to be talking today with Bob Coates, coincidentally, of Bob Coates Photography. Always amazing how that works out.
But indeed.
It did work out, and that's our guest today on the program. We're going to talk to him about what he's been up to, the world of photography and the technology that goes into that, and some of what Bob does, whether it's in the commercial or personal photographs, those kinds of things. The amount of work and stuff that you're up to, the art side of things as well. Very interesting topics indeed. We'll remind you throughout the program, you can get in touch with Bob by going to his website. It's very easy to find phone numbers and information there. You can go to bcphotography.com. That is bcphotography.com or successful-photographer.com and follow along with what Bob's been up to. So let's take a break. We'll come back with plenty more. You're listening to Tech Talk 780 KAZM. We're back right after this. Welcome back in to Tech Talk, 780 KAZM. Our guest today, Bob Coates. BCphotography.com is the website to go to, and successful-photographer.com. So how's the Bob?
The Bob is absolutely fantastic. I was watching Hercule Poirot the other day, and he always refers to himself in the third person. So right. I'm wondering if maybe I should go there.
Why not, right?
I am doing very fine. Or no, the Bob, he is very fine.
The Bob is very fine. The new year obviously is upon us, and you've got stuff going on. Do you have like this changeover in the technology and stuff like that when you get to the new year? It's like we see it in a lot of times in the video or movie industry and stuff. New stuff is coming out. Automobile industry, new stuff is coming out. The furniture, everything has a year-end model type of thing. Do you guys see that, or is it a kind of just rolls out as it?
They
as it
keep
does?
The stuff coming all year long. They introduced 4 new cameras for pros this year.
Wow.
Four or five. Yeah.
Jeez.
But they all have slightly different feels and slightly different uses and are better for other things. Like, for example, the camera I have with me today is the FZ1000 from Lumix, Panasonic, of course. And that's a great prosumer camera. It's like the high end of amateur. It's above an advanced amateur camera, but it's just a hair below a pro camera. And it has to do with a few of the features.
Okay.
But this camera does some things that my pro camera, my full on, the flagship camera, doesn't quite do.
Interesting.
So it's, it only weighs 2.5 pounds. It has an incredible range of like 25 millimeter to 400 millimeter. As far as the field of view, so you can really zoom in far.
Interesting.
And it only weighs that 2.5 pounds. It's got a fast piece of glass on it. So it's an incredible buy to have with you all the time. For the person who's, not quite into the pro, I mean, the pros all love this. They get their hands on this and they all call me up and say, oh, Bob, thanks for sharing that technology with
me.
But there's a camera that's underneath that called the FZ300.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be great for consumers. It's more around the $450, $500 mark versus this one at $750.
Okay.
But it does very similar things. This has a slightly smaller chip. Has actually a longer reach. So, it goes from 25 to 600.
They kind of mix them around. You really need to know your stuff to know that you're not just because I know a lot of consumers that are like this, and they're consumers. They're not professional photographers. But what they look at is, this one's the most expensive, so that must be the best. I'll get that one.
And no. And I do the same thing with professional photographers, too.
Right.
The major question, and I'm always happy to share if somebody wants to give me a call and say, hey, Bob, this is the kind of photography I want to do, or this is what I want the camera for, And I can say, hey, you know what? You don't need this one. You would be fine with this one over here for what you're trying to do.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. And even amongst the pros, we have the same thing. And I get calls all the time saying, you know, I just got one from, you know, somebody who's on the board of Professional Photographers of America. I had chatted with him last year at the convention.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, hey, that camera you showed me. And I say, was that blah, blah, blah? And I was like, no, it was this one. And tell me what you're going to do with it again. And they got the list. And I said, oh, you want to go over here and save yourself, you know, $500-$600 from what you were thinking.
Interesting. Yeah, you know, and that's the thing is that I think that so many people don't understand the computer technology that goes into the cameras now compared to regular. There's a number of people out there have no idea what operating system's on their smartphone. They have no idea, you know, what an update's going to do for their home laptop or whatever. They just go with the flow, you know.
Right. Well, that's why people, you know, like I say, people can give me a shout.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like, you know, if you think of it, let's take it to carpentry.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different kind of hammers for different things. There's a roofing hammer that has, you know, that's 16 or 20 ounces, you know, and it has a longer a handle so that you get a bigger swing so you can go bang, bang and knock it in. Of course, now they're probably shooting them in with the guns, but there's, you know, there's a little tiny hammer for doing, you know, the little finishing stuff. And so the proper tool for the proper job is always my motto.
Yeah, great point. You're not going to push a thumbtack into the wall with a sledgehammer. It just doesn't.
You could.
You could. Wouldn't be the wisest use of your energy, but whatever floats your boat.
But we digress.
Yeah. The other stuff that you've got going on, we'll talk about in the upcoming segments, though. But you know what? One of the things that we have not talked about in a little while, and I feel that's my fault because you're never one to really talk about it. So I have to kind of pump you for the information. But you know, you're always pulling down awards from all over in competitions all over the country and in the world for your work and photography. Have you had any recently? Have you been?
I was very fortunate as part of PPA's competition, which is the biggest one in the States. They organized about 3 years ago a thing called the World Photographic Cup.
Okay.
And there are now 28 countries represented in the World Photographic Cup, and the images from PPA will work. That you work your way through the various steps. So when you do your competition, the image is judged. Is it a merit or is it not? And a merit is above average work for an above average photographer. So that's the gold standard.
Right.
After it becomes a merit, then it gets judged again by another panel and it can go into the loan collection.
Mm.
And that's considered, you know, some of the best of the best. And so this particular image that I'm talking about now made it to a merit, made it to a loan.
Wow.
Then the loan collection is run through a whole nother set of panels, and they pick the top 10 from each category.
Okay.
And so this image made it into the top 10.
Wow.
And then they take the top three, and they are, or no, the top, yeah, one, two, yeah, the top three in that category, and they are participating in the World Photographic Cup. And, you know, in March, we'll find out whether that image still does even better yet on the world stage. And that's kind of the World Photographic Cup is judged kind of like an Olympic setup.
Yeah.
There's 15 different judges
all around the world
from all over the world, and they will narrow it down again to the top 10. And the top three of those get medals, quote unquote, you know, get a silver, gold, and bronze medal.
Wow. That's heavy duty once you get up that level.
I was very, very shocked.
That's cool.
You know, that this image made it that far through. It was actually in Kudos and in the Red Rock News, you know, put out a press release, information about it. And it was, I'm pretty proud.
Wow. You ought to be. I mean, geez, you talk about the very pinnacle of recognition, not just in, you know, the satisfied customer that you've always had, but when you get to the point where other photographers and the best of the best photographers from around the world say that right there is outstanding work. That's, you know, beyond the level that most people are used to around here. So that's really neat to see.
I am extremely fortunate, and you know, actually, I've still going really. You know, take a little pinch. You know, pinch me. I don't know.
That's amazing. It really is. Folks, I want to remind you, you can always get a hold of Bob Coates at bcphotography.com. You have contact info there, phone numbers, all that information. You can also, of course, go to successful-photographer.com. And the blog is on there that I like so much that I get to follow along with what you're up to on a regular basis.
The difference between the two sites, one, the bcphotography.com is more of my commercial work, showing people what I can do to, you know, help them sell their businesses or that kind of thing. And then the successful-photographer site is for helping photographers along, learning to do new things. Like, for example, this morning I just posted a blog on I shot a bunch of time-lapse of the Red Rocks going to sunset.
Yeah.
Well, I took the individual images and took four or five images from the time-lapse, combined them together in order to create a finished scene that has detail deep in the shadows and has the cobalt skies, the Red Rocks. It's something that your eye would see at any one time, but your camera wouldn't be able to capture it in one image.
Right. Right. And that's the thing that always I just is amazing to me when I see some of the photos that you put together like that, because you captured the different times and the different lighting and whatnot. And then you put it all together later. And it's really cool, because you're right. It is anything your eye can see at one point, but that's because you're focused in on that one point, and something that may be in the foreground or whatever gets, you know, fuzzed out. Well, you get a perfect HD image of the whole scene. Is really awesome.
Well, again, our eyes have the ability to open up and close down. The pupil expands and contracts when it looks at highlights and shadows. Mm-hmm. And the contrast of most scenes is not capturable.
Sure.
By one exposure in a camera, which is where the term HDR comes from. And this, the way I'm doing it now, is actually a HDR compressing time into that image.
Gotcha.
to make it work. Because you wouldn't see the, you know, like, for example, this shot was on 179 and the Church of the Red Rocks was there, and it lights up at night. Excuse me. So it lights up at night, and after the image, you know, is there, so you see the glow from the building. Well, that glow wouldn't be there if you're shooting it while the sun's still giving it the light on the rocks.
Right.
So blending them together really makes it work.
That's cool. It's when you see the work, folks, you start to realize what sets Bob apart from other photographers, regardless of area. We're very lucky to have him here where we live. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We've got plenty more on Tech Talk, 780 KAZM. Our guest today, Bob Coates of Bob Coates Photography. Again, you can go to bcphotography.com or successful-photographer.com. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back in to Tech Talk, 780 KAZM. Our guest today, of course, Bob Coates, Bob Coates Photography. Again, you can go to bcphotography.com or successful-photographer.com for more information. What are some of the things you got coming up?
Well, getting ready to fly to Atlanta and head to the PPA convention. And
Is that held there every year, or is it rotate around?
They move it around. Yeah. Last year it was in Nashville.
Okay.
They've been in Atlanta before. They actually had it here twice in Phoenix. The following year it'll be in San Antonio.
Okay.
They move it around the country so that, you know, photographers from different areas can participate with less expense traveling across the country, things like that. Really looking forward to going there. It's going to be busy. I have my schedule is like unbelievable. I mean, well, I'm speaking in the Panasonic booth for Lumix sharing some ideas on the new features. The one I told you about last month was the post focus, where you can pick your focus later or blend those images together and make a super sharp image from the combination of the images, kind of like the time lapse we were just talking about, but with focus being the bracket instead of exposure being the bracket.
Man. It's amazing with the technology.
And then I'll also be working in the working at the Merit Cafe, which is helping other photographers learn about imaging competition and how it can help them improve their skills. Be doing some mentoring in the photographic mentor booth. Photographers will bring their images by and we'll sit down and talk about, you know, how they can improve, what's good about them first. Okay, oh, that's really good, but ooh, you know what, if you did this, maybe tried that, you know, you might end up with a stronger image, and, you know, trying to help people along.
And that's something I've always appreciated about you, and we've talked about it before, but your ability to or willingness to give back to other photographers or amateurs that want to take a more serious approach to it. You're always willing to share in your ideas and in some of your tricks and things that you've learned through the years, which is neat, because you don't see that in any industry all over the place. It's like that, where the people at the top of their field are up there and they don't care about helping anybody else come up to that same level. They want to keep themselves above the fray, so to speak, but there's not much sharing going on.
Whenever I start to think that I'm a good photographer, I just look around and find all those who are, and I'm standing on the shoulders of people before me, so
yeah.
I don't mind being on, you know, somebody climbing up on my shoulders to go by. Now, I'm always happy to answer a question or two real quick, but if somebody wants some in-depth stuff, I do have some classes and right. or some individual coaching, and can, you know, help people with business or, you know, improving their images, that kind of thing.
And people could do those, if you want to do them as a group or as, an individual, you offer that whole variety.
We can put stuff together. Just give me a call.
Easy to tailor to whatever your needs are. I think that'd be a great thing. You know, you look at, for instance, I know for a fact that, my mom's been this way forever, has learned to Photoshop and stuff and likes to play with the photos. And then she's always printing them out or, you know, putting them on the walls at home back in the days before digital now, you know, before, Facebook and stuff like that. But now there's photos being posted everywhere online and things like that. So, the more people have the ability to play around and have fun with stuff like that, I think they would really enjoy that.
Let me just bring up something that I think is really important for people to be aware of. And you mentioned it, and we're on the tech talk.
Right.
Back up your photos.
Okay.
People are depending on their phone to have their images inside there and take care of business. And, oh, I've got my photos right here. What if your phone crashes?
Right.
What if your hard drive at home crashes? All of those memories are gone.
Man. You know,
I get calls and my hard drive crashes. Is there any way? Yeah, it costs a whole lot to recover stuff from something that's crashed. If it's possible,
yeah.
But it does. I mean, I learned this lesson a long time ago because I had an 80 gigabyte, which is really tiny as far as imaging goes today. But that hard drive went down and I was like, oh God, there's all kinds of stuff on there. And I was like, I told them, okay, yeah, I'll spend $1,000 to get it fixed. And they said, oh, Bob, congratulations, we got it fixed. And it turned out to be $1,700. And I was like, wait a minute, I didn't tell you that. Well, that's what it is. And I was so happy, actually, that I paid that money because it had a lot of work that I had on it that it would need to be replicated. A lot of my marketing material, a lot of my Photoshop work, and all these different things. So now, clone your home hard drive so that you can get back up to business really quick, and clone any hard drive that has images or, you know, at the very least backup. And technically you should have a real backup is in three places on three different media.
Okay.
So maybe a hard drive, maybe a CD or DVD or a flash drive, and have one off site too. So put your CDs or your flash drives inside the safe deposit box,
right?
So, or a friend's house, just so long as they're into, so if you ever have a fire or anything, you don't lose all those memories. I mean, it's just, you know, I see this happening, and I just want people to really think about that and back up, please.
Well, the funny thing is, remember how the idea before was if you had like a house fire or something like that, the thought was, okay, well, the what we have to save is the photo albums because
absolutely.
They can't be replaced, you know. And just because the stuff's on our phones now, people have stopped thinking, I think, about that because the photos are right there and they're not in an album somewhere or something, you know.
In the house, on a hard drive, in your safe deposit box, get a second location, back it up.
Anywhere, yeah. Just make sure you do that because that'd be a very wise decision to make, especially when one of those fails and you're so glad to have the other one, you'll realize how much it was worth it. Let's take our last break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll wrap things up talking with Bob Coates today on Tech Talk 780 KAZM. We're back after this. Welcome back into Tech Talk 780 KAZM. Our guest today, Bob Coates. I want to remind everybody, go to bcphotography.com or successful-photographer.com. Bob, always a pleasure.
And same here, Mike. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Tech Talk.
Tech Talk.
Tech Talk. Here on KAZM. Join us each week as we learn about the latest technological innovations affecting all of our day-to-day lives. Join us again next Wednesday at this time for Tech Talk.